Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Denmark are through to the semi-finals for the first time since 1992, and England have dominated Ukraine in Rome. This is your overnight update by Optus Sport for Sunday, the 4th of July. I'm James Lawrence, and I'll be getting you up to speed on the latest news and results from Euro 2020.
It'll come for Kane! Harry Kane! It's early here in Rome, and England are off to an absolute flyer.
England have qualified for the semi-finals after defeating Ukraine 4-0. Harry Kane opened the scoring for the Three Lions inside 4 minutes after being played in by Raheem Sterling before Harry Maguire made it 2 early in the second half. Kane then scored again before Jordan Henderson sealed the victory. Here's what Harry Kane had to say speaking after the match.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it all along. It's all about peaking for the right times, peaking for the knockout stage. Yeah, of course, it's nice to score a couple goals. But the most important thing is that we're winning games, so let's keep it going.
England will now travel to Wembley to take on Denmark, who also qualified for the semi-finals after defeating the Czech Republic in Baku. Denmark took an early lead when Thomas Delaney headed home from a corner and found themselves 2-up just before the break.
Now Mayo, it's a delightful ball in, and it's a brilliant finish. Kasper Dolberg makes it 2 for Denmark.
Patrick Schick pulled one back for the Czech Republic early in the second half, but it proved to be merely a consolation. 2-1, the final score. 3 weeks on from Christian Eriksen's collapse against Finland, Denmark are now preparing for their first Euro semi-final since they won the tournament in 1992.
But I don't think, you know, anyone could have expected it. It's just a great story. You know, it makes me proud. I know how much it's, you know, it's got the whole country together, and Denmark are through, and that's the best thing.
That was former Denmark goalkeeper Thomas Sørensen speaking about the result on Optus Sport's live match coverage. The semi-finals are set to take place on Wednesday and Thursday morning. First up, Italy will take on Spain, followed by England v Denmark. Coverage for each game is set to get underway from 4:30 a.m. Eastern, live and exclusive on Optus Sport. And that's all the latest from Euro 2020. Be sure to check in later today for the Gegenpod Euro. I'm James Lawrence. I'll speak to you again on Wednesday.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.